Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Rock by Monica McCarty, narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Foreword. Since 1306, when he first made his bid for the throne against a seemingly undefeatable foe, Robert the Bruce has been preparing for the decisive battle with England that will either legitimize his kingship and cement his place on Scotland's throne, or strip the crown from his head and bring back English overlordship to Scotland. By the late fall of 1313, King Robert is secure enough on the throne to force the enemy's hand. He issues a proclamation that he will disinherit any Scottish nobles still loyal to the English who do not submit to him in a year's time. Edward II of England cannot ignore the threat. He issues his own proclamation in December 1313 for a call to muster at Berwick-upon-Tweed in June 1314 to march on Scotland. The English are coming, and Bruce intends to be ready for them. In the crucial early months of 1314, the king wages a preemptive war by continuing the raids in England to fund the costly war and taking back the remaining Scottish castles still in English hands. The taking back of two of these castles, Roxburgh and Edinburgh, lead to feats of military skill that will become legend, ensuring the hero status of Bruce's two famous lieutenants, James Douglas and Thomas Randolph. But they will not do it alone. The elite warriors of the Highland Guard and a man of much more humble birth will prove instrumental in the final push toward the most important battle yet to come.